Kim?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. I would just like to say that if we were going to take a vote, I would not vote for making another big project for somebody else to do, such as starting a newsletter that's going to cover issues and all that stuff. I think our purpose here is to help the affiliates program move smoothly and not enlarge it. I mean, I'm not prepared to write a newsletter. Are you? You know, who has the time to write a newsletter about issues? People have their own issues. They don't need, you know, some people from this task force to write letter to educate, you know, around the network, other than what the affiliates can do to help them and to help this program be successful. So I'd like to table this or end this discussion and move on to something that is on the agenda.
It's on the agenda.
Lawrence?
Yes. Just in regards to the discussion about the e-newsletter, that seems to be a possible option, you know, to provide information and coverage for, you know, the election that's coming up. And I don't know if this is similar to a blog spot, or would that be too labor-intensive to look at as well. So I just wanted to... blog spot.
I don't know what that means. Block?
Yeah,
blog spot. A blog.
A blog.
Yeah, B-L-O-G.
Right, B-L-O-G.
Yeah. Let me just respond to that and Kim also, in that I wasn't seeing this as being an opportunity to create some new things out of whole cloth. That's why I identified those 10 critical thinking sources that, you know, one could peruse and see if there's something that's applicable or some people who would be associated with them that would be applicable to issues of the moment. I would see this as being a supplement or support for whatever else is taking place, not something instead of or to duplicate. So, you know, that's the point there. And I was just pointing out that if what we're looking for, and this was mention was made of this, that we wanted to find some possible funding for this thing, that, you know, if we're looking for doing this during the election season, and mention was made in regard to that, that the time is of the essence. So that's the point. Does anybody else who'd want to mention anything about this particular point?
Well,
can somebody
I have a question.
I'm sorry. I heard two people at the same time.
Was that John?
John, was
no,
that
it was
you?
Lawrence. I spoke at
no, it wasn't John.
Lawrence?
Yeah, I spoke at a time. I apologize.
All right, go ahead, Lawrence.
I just wanted to, if anybody could respond to the concept of a blog spot to provide content and news.
I'll respond to it. I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good format for the newsletter to be in.
As a blog spot?
Yeah. I think it's a good way to do it.
Okay.
Teresa for the stack.
And I think that we had one other voice that I don't know if I had identified. If that person isn't there, then Teresa, it's you.
Ursula, did we... when are we going to send out the survey? I guess my question would be, have we asked, will we have a better idea what the affiliates want when we get the survey done? I mean, the whole point of us being on this call, the whole point of us to get together is to help be of service to our affiliates. And is this discussion helping us to figure out what they need? I mean, if it's a blog, great. And maybe Ursula, from your experience, you can tell whether that. I mean, I'm following the thread that Heather kind of offered to coordinate this, and I assumed that being an affiliate director, she knew what she needed, and she knew what other affiliates needed. I don't think we need to generate anything that is just more unnecessary reading material for people to go through. I'm interested in honing in on what they most need, what helps them or facilitates them, makes their job easier. I mean, and we talked about various things in the newsletter, one of which was, you know, featuring a new affiliate or featuring an interview or, you know, coverage of one affiliate. And I always assumed that the whole purpose of that would be you read that and you're very encouraged and say, hey, I, you know, here are some ideas and here are some people that are effectively doing something, and I'd like to follow their example, or I'll pick up on that idea. And I always figured that Heather was going to be doing the majority of the work on this and had an idea of how it could best be of use.
Okay. Anybody else?
Well, I'll say something.
Sure.
I mean, partly in response to your question, Teresa, and partly just a comment. Responses, it sounds like it would be a good idea in the survey to ask a question, something to the effect of what kind of news would be relevant to you about the network on a regular basis. And we can put, that seems like a good question in the survey. Other than that, I guess, you know, the comment I would make is that, you know, these are really, really hard times for everybody on all levels. And there's this tremendous pressure of, you know, the possibility of things to come apart at the seams. I mean, it really, it's a real threat, you know, because of the economic stress that everybody's feeling, you know, the changing ways that media is working, and so, you know, the meaning of what Pacifica is has changed dramatically in the last 10 years. There's a lot of things, there's a lot of reasons why our network could come apart again. And I don't think it has to, and I don't think it will, but I do think that it means that we need to, on some level, proactively take measures to weave the network together and to create reasons why people continue to see that this is something meaningful. I think it is, but I think it's hard for people who are working very, very locally to grasp that, because it's not what they think about every day. And that we really, with time, are going to have to take measures again and again to establish, to engage in the activity of connecting people in network and demonstrating the relevance of that. And I think the newsletter, when it is most effective, will do that. You know, will have to do that. And I think it is a necessity, because I think the pressures are there against the network succeeding. I think we have to proactively weave this thing together in many different ways. So I just want to make that comment, because I think that's what I would use the newsletter for. Because there's a need for that, there really is. It's you know, the pressures just mount all the time.
Hi, folks.
Okay. Anyone else on the stack?
I just have something. This is Brenda from KPFK. I unfortunately have to leave the call. Is somebody taking minutes?
Yes.
I am taking minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then I'll go ahead and read the rest of the call from the minute.
Brenda, I'm not sure if I have your email.
I just received the last email minute and got invited by Ursula.
Okay. So Ursula will get me your email address. Before you leave, let me just go over this. If I understand correctly, the two representatives from KPFA are Chandra Hopman and Cynthia Johnson. The KPFK people are Kim Kaufman, someone named Akine, Lawrence Reyes, and now Brenda Medina. The KPFT people are Teresa Allen, Jessica Apollinar, and Luke Jones. The WBAI person is John Brinkley, and the WPFW person is Campbell Johnson. Then we have Heather Gray and Afia Wangaza, our affiliate directors, and we have Dina Colbert, and then, of course, our director, Ursula Rudenberg. Is there anyone that I've missed? Okay. I had promised at our last meeting that I will send out contact information to everyone. I will try to send this out. I have been remiss. I'm not sure that I have Akine's information. So if Kim, if you have it, if you could send it to me, I sure would appreciate it. And if Ursula, you can send me Brenda's email and phone, and then everybody should be up to date. And we can go from here. Brenda, one more thing. If you want to listen to any of our meetings, you can go to kpftx.org and go on to the archives and listen to any meeting.
Okay.
But I will send the minutes out. In fact, I try to send the minutes out by the next day. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'll be on the next call. Bye, everyone.
One other question,
right,
Brenda. Would you like to be on the Pacifica Announce or the GRC listserv?
What does GRC stand for?
Grassroots Radio Conference.
Radio, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, sure. I'll be on that listserv. That's fine.
Okay. If you would like to be on those, I will try to get you on just so you can observe it. I mean, it might be too much traffic for you to see it, but... I will try to put you on so you can just see it, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's see. I think that there is some more question in regard to the newsletter for affiliates and what I would – I guess maybe I should send the email again that I had sent regarding this a while back, and perhaps it may appear a little bit more clear. We have also, did we engage the Portal Project, Ursula?
I'm sorry, I don't understand your question.
Did we engage the Portal Project, update on the Portal Project?
I mean, did we cover that yet?
Yes.
No.
Okay. I think, wouldn't that be a good thing to do? And then we still have the survey for the affiliates.
Okay. I'll just be real quick on that. I am working on fulfilling the job of coming up with a proposal that... has specific numbers and business plan, and right now I'm speaking with an organization to see whether they can be helpful to me with that, and the organization is called Cutting Edge Capital. It's a consulting group in Oakland, California that is really interested in the concepts of progressive business. So if you're interested in looking on their website, that's who they are. And I'm just kind of informally talking things over with them right now, trying to get help with, formulating a plan that's more specific to present to you. Other than that, I don't want to take up any more time because it's really not in that form yet.
Okay. And in regard to the survey, you put that on the on the listserv, and in the group. The latest of formulation of the survey, is that correct?
Yeah.
And so Does anybody?
Campbell, I'm confused. We are now on item 5 on the agenda, the portal project, and Ursula said that she's working with Cutting Edge Capital. The next item is the 99% project.
I think that was addressed already, wasn't that, Ursula?
Yeah, there's nothing really to report right now.
Right.
Okay, and then the next item is newsletter for affiliates, so I'll...
And
we've just been
talking about that, and the next would be survey of affiliates.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay, which is...
Can I just go back to the newsletter for 1 second and ask something? Ursula, why don't we just use our website for Pacifica as, you know, a place for information and let people come to the website?
I think that's a good idea, and I think of, you know, incorporating a blog into the website's a good idea, too. But I agree with you. I think that the activity of the newsletter could appear on the website. It can appear as an email. I think if it appears as an email, it should refer back to the website. I think the main activity is gathering the information. You know, but yeah, I agree with you. I think the website is an excellent place to put that information, and it could be in a number of formats. Absolutely. I think the real problem is the activity of collecting the information. That's the...
Right.
Yeah, I mean, right now the station that I'm working with here in Ames, you know, they send out a weekly newsletter in the form of a very short email with a link to the homepage of the website that has a longer story. So, you know, you can use the email to drive people to the website to remind them to go there. But you're right; it should be integrated into the website.
Right.
But
yeah.
My point,
if
I guess
it actually
point
does
is,
that.
I guess the point is that, you know, you could start by putting this stuff on the website before, you know, don't put the cart before the horse, like getting a newsletter when you don't have information gathering down yet.
Yeah.
You know, practice on the website, and then if you have enough going on there, then do a newsletter.
Kim, that's an interesting notion, and some of that might be very useful. I think that what we are trying to do is engage folks who may not be inclined to go to a website, and there's been you know, a lot of information that's transpired on the task force that maybe you know, you could consider a little bit more closely, and then we could go forward with that. At this point, I think that it would be useful to go on to the survey of the affiliates rather than to circle back around to the, you know, covering the same ground twice.
Well, Campbell, can I say one more thing about that?
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, now I forgot. Oh, I'm not even sure what we are talking about when we're talking about a newsletter. I mean, we're not really thinking about printing something on paper and sending it and mailing it out.
No.
Okay.
It seems as though some of our discussions don't leave a lot of tracks. We're talking about an e-newsletter. We're talking about it as being something that can help bring our affiliates in better contact with our you know, main network stations, and that can be, you know, provide information that's useful about the affiliates, that would be useful for the affiliates, et cetera.
Right, I got it. I mean, what my point is that whether it's on the website or an e-newsletter, an email, is kind of neither here nor there. I mean, it probably would be both. The real issue is, for both of those, is not the format, ultimately, but how we actually gather the information. And I just want to kind of put on the table that has not been addressed at all. So that still at some point needs to be addressed, how that information really does get gathered, because that's the work. I mean, putting it on the website or an email or wherever, that's nothing. It's gathering the content that's the issue.
Teresa on the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I think the important issue is what information is of most service to our affiliates. Ursula sends out announcements through Pacifica Announce that all of the general managers of the affiliates receive. They receive those announcements because that those are things that are available to them on the satellite that might be of use to them for their programming. Now, I imagine the newsletter also giving information on how we can help them fundraise or how we can help them administer better or exchange information better or something like that. So I think we have to think who is going to be reading it and can they get that, is a newsletter from us of more use to them than getting it through some other means?
Well, I don't think it really makes any difference these days.
You know,
it's all kind of six of one, half a dozen of the other. I think, for instance, if we really do finally do this survey, that's an excellent first topic for the newsletter. It's just conveying the information that we find out because it gives a portrait of the network.
Yes.
Lawrence?
Yeah, I just wanted to announce that I'm not on the Pacifica Announce list, so I don't know if I could be put on there.
Okay.
I think that would be useful for everyone on the task force, but I think that it's a good thing for it to be something that's requested rather than just, folks are stuck on it.
The thing is, historically, we have not put people on there unless they were programmers. And I'm happy to do it, but then I just really have to ask everybody that gets on the list to honor the fact that this is a working listserv, and it's not for any sort of discussion it's simply for announcements regarding programming. And just to
Ursula,
stick to that form.
Yeah, Ursula, I think that maybe with regard to GRCN, Pacifica Announce listservs, it may be helpful to send out an email to the task force asking people if they would like to be on it and describing the terms that they should be aware of in regard to its engagement, okay?
Okay.
And that I think would help cover that so that people are not confused about this. And one thing I think that may have been helpful rather than sending out this piece on the newsletter, we're circling around to information that I thought was resolved, and I was almost about to say, except that I was chairing the meeting, orders of the day. But I think that we can go forward at this point with the survey of affiliates and where that is at present, because I think we were dealing with two drafts, and we were looking to have the information consolidated on one so that it would be put on the group. Has that occurred?
I'm sorry, what's your question?
There were two drafts, I believe, when we last talked about this last month, that there were two drafts, and we were looking to have them consolidated to one and then put on to the group.
I don't know about two drafts. There was a draft provided to me by Chandra and Heather, and I went through that and streamlined it some more and made my proposed draft, which is what I've posted now to the listserv.
Okay, so
that's
been done.
That's the latest I know.
Yeah, that's been done. And has anyone had an opportunity to review the survey as it stands now? I know I haven't, unfortunately. I think that's an action item for all of us is to review the survey so that we can be in a position I think also that we need to look at how we're going to implement it and getting specific responsibility to, you know, participate in that and to work with you, Ursula, on the administration of it.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay. Let's see. In that regard, Teresa, have you been able to engage the action items that we've...
All right. So I want, before we go to action items, I want to ask one question. So what have we decided on this survey issue? What's going to happen now?
Well, for all of us, because it doesn't seem as though anyone has had the opportunity to review it on the group, you know, that we are going to do so prior to our next meeting so that it can, you know, we can put the puppy out the door and go forward with the implementation of it.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
I'll make a notation of that. In regard to the action items, the first one was Ursula sending out the survey. Thank you very much, Ursula. I saw it, and I started reading it, and I did not finish it. I got distracted. A second item was that I was supposed to talk to Dina Colbert about the next step on the survey, and I guess I need to do that again. I haven't done that, so I got, because I got distracted. Third item was Ursula sending out a note to the GMs and the GRC listserv and Pacifica announced asking for affiliate participation on the task force. Ursula, how about that?
I haven't done it yet because I am waiting. I mean, I'm putting together a system for collecting the information with Chris, but we should have that done by the end of the week or by the end of next week. We've been working on a system for gathering the information.
For gathering information on what?
On people, getting people's feedback. Because, I mean, I sent this out a few months ago, and I just didn't get any responses at all. So we're putting in a little bit of a different format to try and get more response from people.
Okay.
Can you survey response?
Well, just a response about what they want from election coverage. Yes, in some form,
oh,
it's more
from
easy
election
for them
coverage
to respond to.
No, I think... Well, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just confused. I thought this action item was, it's the way I read it from my minutes. Rudenberg will send out a note, send a note to Pacifica Network, GMs, GRC Listserv, and Pacifica Announce asking for affiliate participation on the affiliate task force.
Oh, that. Oh, God. No, I did forget that. I'm sorry. I will do it tomorrow morning.
All right.
No,
okay.
You're right. I didn't do that.
All right. All right, tomorrow is the, what, the
6th? The 5th.
Pretty close to the 6th.
All right, okay.
No, I will do that, absolutely. I've forgotten that twice. I will do it.
No problem, no problem. Okay, then you were going to generate a standalone question of affiliates on Pacifica Announce as to their wishes for the coverage, and so you're saying that you're working on a system for gathering information on feedback and...
Yeah.
Developing a new, what did you say, format?
Yeah, we're just putting in a more user-friendly format so that hopefully we'll, and so we can call people too and get more of a response.
Okay. In a more user-friendly format. I see. Today, you say today is the 5th.
We should we'll do it next week between Monday and Wednesday.
So I'll say by April 16th.
We've been putting that together.
By April 16th of 2012?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Does that sound okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Heather Gray was going to take the lead on the e-newsletter, and we'll send out one more request to the task force members for ideas. I don't know whether she's done that. And I was supposed to send out the contact information for all task force members, and I'm going to try that again. And if I get what I need from Ursula and also from Kim with this information about Akine, then I will send it out by tomorrow. Does that sound fair? And then that's all of the action items. And the new action items that Ursula is going to send out a notice to the affiliate task force asking who would like to be on the Pacifica announced listserv and the terms of participation on it. And I will send out something to the affiliate task force about GRC. They will have to approve anyone coming on the GRC, but I will also remind people that, you know, it's they should be friendly on it and not abuse it. Those are the only action items that I know of that have come up from this meeting.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Go ahead.
You can be honest, Ursula. Did it have to do with...
Well, maybe it's just not time yet, but I just don't hear any action items moving this newsletter idea forward. I mean, are we just not... thinking about it still?
No. What I'm going to do is to send out the piece that I had before and the notes that we had, from our prior discussions about the newsletter so that, we're all dealing with the same information.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Frankly, Campbell, I went back in my notes. Did you say you sent that out in March?
Yeah, March 16th. And then I sent it again. Let's see. Teresa, I sent it, forwarded it to you on the 22nd.
And what is the subject line of this?
Newsletter content possibility and funding opportunities.
I'm looking for this right now. I'm wondering why I don't have it. Unless maybe I read it and put it and filed it away somewhere. Newsletter, N-E-W.
Okay, well...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ursula.
I mean, can we... I'd like to propose that we aim by the next task force meeting to use some time to begin implementing the survey, figuring out what each member in the task force, how they will participate in implementing the survey. I'd like to get started on that. Is that possible?
I certainly hope so.
Well,
I will
tell you right now, I will absolutely, Ursula, I will just take your instruction. If you want me to call affiliates and ask them personally the questions, if you want me to follow up and say we have not received your survey, whatever task you want me to perform, I will be happy to do it. And I'll tell people on this call right now, this is a great way, it's a great introduction to the affiliates. Second only to going right now to go to pacificanetwork.org and go through the affiliates and look on their websites and see what their programs are like, see what their websites are like, you know, just see how they present themselves to the public, listen, you know, go to the links and listen to them. I suggest anybody on the affiliate task force, it's just a great introduction. I mean, some of these, I'll tell you again, if you're new, I mean, KEOS in College Station, they do so much similar programming to what KPFT does, and they do it with no paid staff. We have affiliates that are no bigger than a two-seater outhouse. I mean, they're very, very small in remote areas of West Virginia or whatever, and they do phenomenal community service. And it's inspirational and very informative just to see their websites and see, you know, what they do. So I encourage everyone to go to our website, see what's on there, touch base with our affiliates, and do as I'm doing and just say, you know, give me a task and I'll help with the survey, however you need to. My help.
Okay. That I think is the last point that I was going to mention, that administration of these surveys. We aren't just putting them out there. We're going to have people calling to get live, you know, feedback on it, as I recall. Ursula, is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're going to give us a, you know, the play, you know, how we are to go forward with this. And
well, I think we should, I mean, I can set the groundwork for it by going through with Chris what the best format is for the survey and by sending it out.
Okay.
After we, but first we need, I need agreement on the task force about that. But beyond that, I think we as a group have to decide then what you are willing to do and how we want to move forward mm-hmm. together. I mean, sending it out is one thing.
No,
I
agree
respond,
that.
So you have to reach out and call them.
Right. This is what the challenge is. And that's because it's a rather lengthy survey. I think that we had discussed some time back that it would be important for it to be an administered so in other words, a person talking with another human being about it rather than something that just shows up in your inbox and you expect the individual to respond to it because when you call the individual about, well, we didn't get your survey, then there's a bit of distance that's created by that just that discussion right there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, you know, and how to conduct the administration of this survey, I think, is very important. And I think that we were paying attention to which questions would lead to others, which ones would be the easier ones to get folks to answer and to get them to open up, et cetera, so that we're building a rapport as the questions proceed. Okay, so that I think we can, do some discussion on, or if you'd like, Ursula, then, or we can, however it should be best handled going forward so that by the time we have our next meeting, we will be able to, have something rather concrete that people can
mm-hmm.
do, including, perhaps a listing of initial contacts and whatnot for the survey.
Okay, well, I'm certainly prepared to put the material together. I think the decision to how to really do it has to be done collectively. I can't tell y'all what to do, but I think we can discuss what the best way is to move forward and see whether that feels right.
Well, we want to take your recommendations on that, I think, to a great extent. Okay, is there anything else that we should be engaging before we adjourn?
I just want to make sure I understand for this action item. Ursula, you say that you want to know what is happening with the newsletter. And from the notes that Heather sent us, she wants to do it right away. Should I ask for a vote right now for the task force to give approval to Heather to initiate something in the form of an e-newsletter just to get it started, send something out to our affiliates?
Teresa, I think that would be a bit premature because frankly, although the information has been sent out, I don't think that it's been engaged, and a number of folks really don't see, I think we have different visions of what it would be, of its value, et cetera, and I think that we need to have folks on the same page before we go forward on a vote on anything. You know, so we're talking about the same thing, because from what I've heard, it's the same thing.
Campbell, I would like to make a motion that the task force give permission for Heather Gray to send out something to the affiliates. And it's only just a start, so maybe the task force doesn't want that. Maybe we can have just a few minutes of discussion, then take a vote. And if they don't want it to happen, then we'll take it up at our next meeting.
I second it.
Okay.
John, for the
discussion. John?
Yeah.
John, before you start, anybody else for a stack on this? Okay, John, it's yours.
Yeah, I see your frustration in wanting to have something concluded on this newsletter, but I think that it's still too nebulous. Some folks are talking about a blog. Others are more looking at a standard format. And I think that as far as an action item, perhaps we all should review what's been said and come to some decision in our own mind and be prepared to finalize the discussion and vote at the next meeting. But I think right now, I've been silent, but because we had a long agenda, but I'm not really prepared to see a, you know, kind of like a slipshod newsletter mm-hmm. go forward. I think we really need to at least draw a consensus mm-hmm. on it. And so I would vote this down and ask that we make a motion to review all the material mm-hmm. and be prepared to vote at the next meeting.
All right, so when you seconded, you really were not seconding my motion.
I didn't second it.
Okay, I'm sorry. So I thought I heard somebody say second. Okay, so
I did.
I respect that.
Lawrence?
Okay.
Lawrence, I seconded. But I said what John said, too.
Okay. All right, well, that's fine. I think I'm outvoted.
This is Kim.
So in other words, let
this
me ask,
Kim. Can we go
ask this without objection.
Campbell,
is the,
would you please recognize Kim?
Yes, I will when I'm done, thank you. What I gather from the points that were made is that without objection that this motion would be tabled for the next meeting. Is that correct?
No. I mean, you haven't heard everybody, so you can't really make that assumption yet, and you haven't asked.
Go ahead, Kim.
How everybody feels about it. Only a couple of people have spoken. I think that what needs to come first, I still think it's amorphous, and I think without somebody saying, I will do this, then it's just another kind of agenda item for a really long time. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think we need to find people who say, I want to do this, and then we can proceed. I don't, you know, hear anybody volunteering to do it.
Mm-hmm. Kim, if you're listening, there's some work that's been done on it, and I indicated a willingness to send this out, that I would send this out again to people so that they would be aware of it.
Are you volunteering to put together all the information for the newsletter?
In terms of doing the newsletter itself, I think that...
I haven't heard anybody volunteer to actually, you know, do the work of doing a consistent newsletter every month or every week or whatever.
Okay, I think that's one of the points that needs to be discussed then.
Well,
okay. Not tonight.
But not tonight.
Mr. Chair, it sounds to me like my motion fails. I don't know whether there. It sounds to me as if this is going to be first item on the agenda next meeting, right?
Okay, and I trust that folks will read material that they receive in the interim, and if there's no objection, I would accept a motion for adjournment at 10:13.
One more thing, Mr. Chair. Do we not need to have elections for chair and secretary at our next meeting?
We could do that.
Okay. I will put a notation on there that that needs to be put on the agenda.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And I would like, before we go, I would say it's a real pleasure to hear Lawrence and to hear John and others jumping in and learning and participating on the task force. So it's really a pleasure to serve with you.
Now, I would second that.
And Kim, too.
Okay. Is there any more business, or do we stand adjourned?
I move that we adjourn.
Without objection. Thank you very much. It's 10:14 p.m. Good night,
Thanks,
everyone.
Everybody.
And
bye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.